Grenville McBird here on the 20th of December 2018. I'm on the way down to Exmouth for Christmas, really. And I'm on one of the new trains. I'd like to offer a few thoughts on the train itself, but also on the service available. We have had a problem with apparently some switches being tripped on the train. We took the drive for a while to solve. But anyway, so seats are reasonably comfortable. They look to have bits of paper in the seats that are used for reserving information, though the information can, I believe, also be uploaded as well. Each seat has a couple of plugs at about knee height, just under the edge of the seat, and there's a double socket near each seat, so that's actually rather better than things used to be. What I would say about it is, yes, it's great having mains plugs, but I don't think a couple of straight USB ports would go amiss. Useful because people don't have to get mains plugs out, but also useful for people travelling from other countries who might have a device that has a USB plug, but they've not got the right kind of mains adapter as yet. So yeah, that'd be good. There's a trolley service that comes around delivering food and drink. They sometimes have a few problems getting through. The aisles aren't very wide. One of the interesting things they've got is a coffee cup. I first saw these used three years ago now, on Aer Lingus. The coffee on these services is nowhere near as good as on Aer Lingus, sadly. And what you've got is you have a little flap on the front which exposes a hole that you run the hot water into, and then you shut the little flap, and you've got a large lip at the front, and just below that is a sort of gauze, a bit like it's really a coffee filter. So imagine what happens is the ground coffee powder is in the bottom of the cup, you pour the hot water in, and then you fill it up. In fact, I've just taken the top off now, and you can feel the coffee granules in the bottom of the cup. So the water comes through the filter, and it means that you don't get any little bits of coffee in it. And yet it can be proper ground coffee if it's really good to start off with. I suspect it might be a little bit old. But I do like the way you drink out of it. It's much better than the old standard kind of cups you bought with a little hole in them. But there is also a restaurant car here, which at some point I will try. I'm sure it'll be expensive, but at some point I do want to give it a go. You can't get to it from the whole train though. It's in the rear carriages. And if you're in the front section, you can't walk all the way through. It's 2 5-car units. So you've got to get off the train and cross into the other. Apart from that, though, these trains do seem serviceable. They're diesel electric jobs combined, and they are a little bit more noisy than the other trains. So that's my thought so far, really. The buffet is expensive as usual. They've got 3 or 4 different sandwiches available, a couple of chocolate bars, so it's reduced compared to what the buffet car used to offer. I didn't ask actually whether they had alcohol on here. I actually got some Woods rum with me, so if I got desperate if we were delayed for hours, I could drink myself absolutely stupid if I wanted to, but that's another issue entirely.